on Alaska has its first ever state wrestling champion.
I was really excited and wanted to go because my brother, Seth Henning, he lost. He wrestled before me, and that kind of made me a little upset. And so I wanted to go out there and be the first champion because he couldn't.
Blaine Henning entered the tournament seated first, and he capped off the weekend by taking home the 130-pound crown. This was the sophomore's second appearance at the state championship, and he expected to win.
Friend, he told me if I win to put both my hands up because I'm kind of a humble kid, and I didn't really want to do that. I just wanted to walk off the mat. But I raised both my hands with the number one, so it was pretty good.
Blaine credits his brothers and his coaches for helping him develop as a wrestler. According to Coach Brian Wittern, Blaine entered the final without any losses to opponents from 1, 2, or 3A schools.
Blaine went into the finals wrestling somebody who he'd already beaten 7-1 earlier in the year. And he was definitely in control of the match at all times, and it never felt like we were ever in jeopardy of losing the match. We came right out, and within the first 20 to 30 seconds, we had it taken down, 2-0.
Blaine wasn't the only Unalaska Raider in the championship match. His brother Seth narrowly lost 4-3 in the 215-pound weight class.
He's been such a leader on our team and such a good example for everybody in terms of what it takes. And, sometimes you put all that effort out there and you just want something so badly, and you just came up a little bit short, and that's tough. It's a really tough thing to have to deal with.
The team also had fourth-place finishes from John Esnardo, Dustin Ruckman, and Hallie Savage. Overall, the boys' team finished fifth, three spots higher than last year. Prior to that, the team had never finished in the top 15. And with a number of members of this state squad returning next year, Wittern is optimistic for the future of the team.
To continue to succeed, whether it's males or females, we need to continue to get our numbers out, get more kids involved, get more kids interested in wrestling. We're starting to do a lot more with the youth program.
Youth workshops will be held at the community center this spring. An investment in wrestling from a young age, Coach Wittern says, has helped the Hennings succeed. And Blaine knows he has to work extra hard for next season.
It's going to be pretty hard because I'm going to be the target. Everyone's going to be looking at me. But I'm going to train. I'm going to go to as many camps as I can. And I'm going to try to get first again.